I don't want to talk about poop.
I have one little thing I'd like everybody to do.
Does it have anything to do with poop?
Wish him a, Monday's his Fortnite show.
His Fortnite?
Yes. If you were to listen to every single Big Fatty show back to back, it would take you a fortnight.
Oh, well, happy Fortnite, Big Fatty.
So I sent him a message yesterday. I think it'd be funny if you got a bunch of little messages.
What is a fortnight? Is that 14
two
days?
Weeks.
14 two days, weeks. Right?
Okay. But I told him that if people listen at the prescribed double speed, it'd only take a week.
I enjoy my 10 minutes every day. So yeah, that's horrible.
You really can cut it down to 5 if you want to.
Yeah, that's a good time. That's a good crapper time. Amount of time spent on the crapper.
Yes.
Doesn't everybody enjoy Big Fatty on the crapper?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Doesn't everybody enjoy Big Fatty on the crapper?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1010 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of December. 2011, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, the mystery has been solved. I know who sent me a postage due card. Hello, poopies. Big Fatty, please. You sound like those stick it with a polkas. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. Excuse me. I say Tuesday was a good day in the coal mine. Big Fatty got a little bit of work done. Larry Cly took off about noontime, and y'all. Then we had a little holiday cocoa. I felt like one of the hot cocoa girls, and a little cookery. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all. That is not a lean cuisine. That was the full fat. Stufa's French bread pizza, pizza pie, and some crispy crowns. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about crowning. We've heard enough. And a couple of cookies and some hot cocoa. Y'all, it was 70 degrees in Charleston today, so I didn't need any hot cocoa, but it sure was good, and y'all, but it makes me gassy. It makes me, Big Fatty, everything makes you gassy. But y'all, I gotta tell you, Monday night was tough. It was a tough evening for Big Fatty, and I gotta tell you, I had some I had some leaky plumbing. Big Fatty, is it all gonna be about toilet humor, leaky plumbing? I had a problem with one of the radiators in the lava chamber up above the lava chamber, and y'all, they came in and they fixed it and it stopped leaking, and it was leaking into Big Fatty's apartment. And y'all, on Monday, we had rain in the area, so I kept hearing dripping and all this kind of stuff, and I thought, it's raining, and y'all, so Monday night I walked back into the lava chamber, and I kept hearing the dripping, and I thought, well, what in the hell is that? Cause y'all, the rain had stopped. And y'all, I look over, and the other radiator area in the lava chamber, y'all, the Venetian blinds are sopping wet, and y'all, I look down, and the carpet is soaking wet. There's a big puddle of water on the floor, and I went, oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, so I had to rig up a little thing to catch the water drops. And y'all, I walked upstairs to the apartment above the Fat Cave, and I rang the doorbell, and y'all, no one came to the door. And I don't know what was going on, but y'all, no one came to the door. Say, looked out that little peephole. Oh, look, it's Big Freddy. Oh, look alive, that's Big Freddy. And y'all, they didn't open the door. But anyway, so I reported it. I reported it to the authorities on Tuesday morning. But y'all, let me tell you, the little cup that I put under the drip, y'all, it was full in about 15 minutes. And I thought, oh, this does not bode well for Big Fatty. And y'all, so I had to put a bigger cup. I put a big old honking measuring cup. It held six cups. And I put it underneath there and had it all tabled out so it wouldn't spill anything. And y'all, within 2 hours, the six cups was full. And I'm going, oh, dear Gussie, this is not good. But y'all, I finally, you know, I would get up several times during the night and empty the six cupper and. Y'all, it just, one of the times I was a little late getting to it, so I'd put some towels down on the floor in case I was late to the cuppa, and y'all, I was. And so anyway, I reported it, and y'all, I'm happy to report that it has been repaired. Y'all, it wasn't a good night for sleeping for Big Fatty. So, anyway, but y'all, hopefully tonight we'll make up for that. But, y'all, while I was at my lunch, after I had my lunch today, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I went right into the post office, and I went to the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a little package in there. There was a card. Of course, the card was the card that I had sent to Lord Byron, and y'all had forgotten to put postage on it. So, y'all, I cannot be too mad. I cannot be too mad at the postage due on the card that Big Fatty went and picked up at the desk. And Lord Byron, your card's coming. It's just going to be a little late. And y'all, I'm hoping to get the rest of the cards addressed this evening. But y'all, the postage due, y'all, it's from the number 2 fan of the BFO for 2011, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. But I'm not going to mention who it is because, y'all, that would just embarrass them. And I wouldn't want to do that. So, anyway, Casey in Denver, I'm going to open this card now. Y'all, it better be a damn good one is all I got to say if I had to pay postage due on it. Y'all, they said that it was thick, so it had to be a package rather than a card. I don't know what that means, but anyway, oh, dear Gussie, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, this is already worth the postage due. Y'all, it is Santa Claus. And y'all, he is wearing leather. He is wearing a red leather jacket and a black jock strap and some suspenders. And y'all, he's pulling a giant purple dildo out of his toy bag. Big Fatty, are you sure it's not you? And y'all, it says Santa has a special bag for all the nasty boys and girls. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I can't wait to see what Santa has brought Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. I'll have to tell you what that is in a second. Y'all, and it says, here's a hint. You ain't gonna find those toys under the tree. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, of course not. And then it says, BFO, when I saw this little trinket, I immediately thought of your gentleman caller's question in Las Vegas, and the pinky story. Have a very merry crema, and I hope you get a big package. XO, XOKC in Denver. And y'all, that is from the Big Daddy collection of cards. So y'all, if you're looking for some greeting cards with attitude, go to the Big Daddy collection of cards. But y'all, in here, there is a small plastic penis with eyes on it. And y'all, it's about an inch long, and y'all, it's about the size of your pinky in size. So anyway, y'all, and you know, we had the story about Big Fatty meeting the gentleman caller that I nicknamed Pinky. Big Fatty, please. But Casey and Deva, thank you so much. I couldn't be happier to receive that. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just vulgar and lovely too. Hi, Pinky.
Born is the King of Israel.
Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah. Gussie, y'all, I got a package at the coal mine today, but y'all, it was a book that I'd ordered for the Orange Hat, and I'd tell you what it is, but you know the Orange Hat likes to listen to that little show, so I'm not going to tell you what it is. But y'all, in the P.O. box, there was an envelope, a padded envelope, and y'all, we're just going to open it up and see what it is, see if we see who it's from. Dear Gussie, what the hell is this? Y'all, it is addressed to Big Fatty. What in the hell is this? Y'all, it is Grafco Finger Cots 144 Natural White Latex Medium. Y'all, I don't know why. I don't have any idea what the hell that is. Finger Cots. Y'all, it looks like little condoms for Pinky. What in the hell is this? Oh, is it? I don't know what it is. Y'all, I don't. It's like little bitty balloons or something. Maybe it's little balloons for Pinky. Y'all, it looks like little condoms for Pinky. And y'all, there's no. Who is it from? Let me see if there's something in the envelope. No, there's nothing in the envelope. Y'all, it is from A.M. Wholesaler. I don't have any idea who it's from, y'all. The Secret Santa has been added again this year. And, y'all, it's not for medical examination use. Do not sterilize. Well, what the hell is it for, then? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I don't know what this is for. So, y'all, let's just go over here and we'll goggle it. That's what we'll do. I'll tell you what, y'all. While I goggle it, y'all, listen to this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Excuse me. Are you Santa Claus? If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have to pull out that little nugget this time of year every year, and y'all, I've looked it up on the wiki, and y'all, a finger cot is a medical supply used to cover one or more fingers in situations where a full glove is unnecessary. Like medical gloves, finger cots may be made from a variety of watertight materials, including latex, nitrile rubber, or vinyl. They function to both limit patient exposure to infectious material and to protect health professionals from contact with bodily fluids that can transmit diseases. Finger cots can be used in a wide scope of medical procedures and examinations. For instance, when applying a topical medication or during the digital rectal exam. Big Fatty, somebody's figured you out. But anyway, y'all, that's just, and y'all, they're also used in watchmaking. Big Fatty, for what? Do you do a digital rectal exam on a watch? Anyway, I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. Evidently, it keeps your bodily oils off of things and all, too. I don't know. So, anyway, y'all, and because the natural skin oils can be corrosive. Y'all, so maybe I'm supposed to take up watch repair or something like that. Bah, Fanny, I don't think they sent you those for watch repair. Y'all, well, thank you, Secret Santa. Y'all, I've got the Secret Santa is just out of control. Just absolutely out of control. The Secret Santa sent me the underpants, and now I've got the finger cots, and you know I got the cod, and y'all, God only knows what else will show up. y'all, I am amazed. I am absolutely amazed at the things that y'all send to Big Fatty. It's all I got to say. It's all I have got to say, dear Gussie Big Fatty. That's not all you got to say. You got to say something more than that. But anyway, y'all, I. What else have I got to report to you? I reported that I forgot postage on Lord Byron's card, and y'all, I may have sent a card to Australia today, and I may have sent a card to the Faroe Islands today. Oh, dear Gussie, because y'all, those things take a while, and you just never know about these things. But y'all, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's coming up next week, because you know I'll either be leaving Charleston on Sunday the 18th or Monday the 19th, and I'll be heading over to Hatlanta, and I won't be back until the 27th or 28th, which of course means that it's going to be difficult for Big Fatty to record a little show. But y'all, what I'm gonna do as I do each year, and it's not that, y'all, I will have a regular show on Monday, and then on Tuesday, y'all, I'm going to replaying some of the Crema Spectaculars. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, you'll get to hear the Crema Spectaculars from previous years. And then y'all, I haven't given it a moment of thought as to what I'm doing for the Crema Spectacular for this year, because y'all, that would be on Crema Day, which is that Sunday the 25th. And y'all, I don't know what it's going to be. It probably won't be spectacular since I have not put a lot of thought into it. But y'all, we'll just see what pops up. Y'all, that'll be an extra show for y'all on the 25th. And y'all, then on the 26th, you know, that is Boxing Day, and that is when the Kwanzaa begins. So maybe we'll just have a African chants or something like that. Maybe Joe in Dallas can call in and tell us some black stuff. Oh, Dick, I see some more stories of how he and his family celebrated Kwanzaa when he was growing up as a small child. And then it's gonna be a mishmash. And if you end up with a little show that is mainly Big Fatty playing some music or something like that, don't be worried. But y'all, it's just difficult to record when I'm over in Hatlanta, is all I gotta say. So anyway, if that happens, fear not, y'all, because Big Fatty will be just fine as long as he has plenty of fiber and time to.
Doesn't everybody enjoy Big Fatty on the Crapper?
Well, I hope so. I got crap in my throat.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.